Well, for Fremantle supporters, you've got to hear that song seven times in a row. It's been a great start to the season for the Fremantle Dockers, and they'll be looking to make it eight on a row on Saturday night when they take on North Melbourne. Good morning, Webby.
How are you?
Going well, thank you, mate. Just the season as a whole, you must be very happy with how it's all started.
Yeah, look, it's been a start we've been pleased with, and I think the results sort of take care of themselves. We're just going to make sure our effort and we play the way we want to play, and we've been happy that we've been able to do that so far. But it is a long season, and there's plenty of things that can change and can happen. So we're pretty focused on leaving the first few rounds behind us and really focus on the next few weeks, and especially the Kangaroos this week.
Was last week a reminder? I mean, I know that yourself, the coaching staff and all the Fremantle players would know that you guys are now the team that everybody is hunting down, but was it a reminder how much these other sides are going to lift when they play you to try and show that they can match it with the measuring stick in the competition?
I think it's just a reminder of how tight the competition is, and that every side is very competitive, and that you have to be at your best every week. And you look at the other results, and you look at Port Adelaide and Brisbane, and that's exactly the same. You really got to take every game, especially each week, and really focus on your opposition, because there is no easy games. And look, yeah, there's no doubt the Bulldogs have been quality this year as well. So we understood that, and they certainly came to play.
The game last week against the Western Bulldogs, I was really impressed with Michael Johnson. He led from the front. He ended up with the 29 touches and the 14 marks, which was the key part. He was pivotal down back.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's one of our key leaders within the group, and he's such a quality person. And look, he always leads by example, and his on-field leadership's really strong. And look, he played his part, and as he does each week, and we expect him to do that for the rest of the season as well.
Another big game by Nat Fyfe as well, 30 disposals and 3 goals. Before we talk about him as an individual, was there any concerns at all when you saw the trip?
Oh, look, there's always concern when a player gets reported, and you just know that within the system that the process is always going to be followed, and that the right result's going to come through. And look, we're happy with the process and that the report went through, and obviously Nat was quick to put down and admit guilt and take the fine, and we all move on.
Mark Webb joining us here, the Fremantle's Dockers assistant, discussing the game against North Melbourne this Saturday. Just staying with Nat Fyfe, obviously 100 games that this Saturday. It's a remarkable achievement, still so young of age, but respected by so many people. And they put the stats up last night of champion data on AFL 360 and compared him to the likes of Chris Judd, Joel Selwood and also Scott Pendlebury with their first 100 games. And they had him just behind Chris Judd. It's been an amazing start to his career.
Look, it's been a really solid contribution by Nat. I think the key is that he's a level and grounded person, and he understands that he's here, and his role is significant within the team. And look, he's, as a person, he's a really strong quality person, and as the type of player he is, he's super diligent on working on his game, and it's a real credit to him for his first 100 games and playing 100 game this week. But he's very strong at really doing what's best for the team and really keeping the focus on the Freo playing group and making sure that we're prepared for another big game. So it's a real credit to him and the way he goes about things.
It is a really big game this Saturday night against North Melbourne. I guess we saw last year they were able to come across here and beat you guys. What's the key to stopping North Melbourne?
Oh, look, they're a quality side. I think you look at their hard-nosed midfield, and then they've got the balance of some really quality outside runners. So I think last year we probably didn't play our best, but they're a quality team. They're a top four team from last year, and that we're going to make sure that we come with great pressure, have a good start, and really be able to really come with our best contested game in that midfield and be able to really put some scoreboard pressure on.
We spoke to Todd Goldstein earlier on in the program as well, and obviously their tools hold a big part. Todd Goldstein, we know he can run out the entire game rucking, but I thought Drew Petrie was very good last week, again dropping back in that final quarter, and also the return of Lockie Hansen.
Yeah, definitely. They've got some quality tools at both ends, and with the addition of weight they've had this year as well, just gives them that extra bit of firepower which they're looking for. So there's no doubt that they've got enough firepower there at both ends to be able to combat some talls and to play tall as well. But I guess the balance is that we're going to make sure that we try and cut off the supply and have the ability to defend well to help out our defence. And that's been reasonable this year, and we want to make sure that continues.
Mark Webb joining us here on the program to discuss the Fremantle Dockers. Youngster and Alex Pearce have been pretty impressed with the way that he started his career so far. Obviously, the two games in a row now with Luke McFarlane missing. What have you thought of his start to his career?
Yeah, it's been very solid. He's been around the club. He's a person of great character as well. He's a young guy who's come from Tasmania, through the Tasmanian system. From the day he stepped in here, he's been super diligent and at working hard and just earning his place in the team and becoming a part of the Dockers. And look, it's fantastic. He's had his opportunity and he's been able to show some form. And look, there's still plenty to work on, and he knows that. But it's been good for him to get a taste and really be a part of our defence.
You certainly fitted in nicely. Just on the ins and outs, so possible for Fremantle. I know that's obviously today, so you won't give us too many of the outs, but obviously Tendai Mazungu playing very good in the waffle as well. Luke McFarlane, is he close to coming back from that calf as well?
Yeah, definitely. Look, we've got our main session today, so a lot of those answers will be given today on the players coming through. And it is. It's been very good from our point of view that we've had the quality of guys like Mazungu at waffle level and performing well. So that pressure comes from underneath and from a club. That's something that we really like, and we know that the players that who are missing out at the moment, if given their opportunity, are going to be hungry and ready to go.
Mark, really appreciate you joining us on the program this morning. Hopefully for all the Fremantle supporters and fans out there, we hear that song again played on Saturday night and you make it 8-0. Best of luck and thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot.